أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Peace and blessings, y'all, and welcome to another fabuloso episodio de Keeping It Real. In this episode, we are talking about oil, oysters, orchards. Oysters, orchards, oil. In this episode, we are talking about oysters, orchards, oil, and some desert raiders. And you guessed it, we are talking about Bahrain. So Bahrain is officially known as the Kingdom of Bahrain, and it is an island nation in West Asia. Now, when we're talking about Kingdom of Bahrain, yeah, right, brother, please. It's more like the usurped and stolen land that was taken by some desert raiders / Al Khalifa governmental establishment, and then was put in by the British, and then beep. Now, originally, the word Bahrain means the two seas, and back in the day, it included a whole bunch of other areas which were not limited to the island of Bahrain. It included places like eastern Saudi Arabia, southern Kuwait, Iraq, Al-Hasa, Al-Qatif, salute to Shahid Nimr, and one more place. Oh, and the island of Bahrain. Sorry, though. Now, Bahrain also happens to be the site of the ancient Dilmun civilization, and for a long, long time ago in the past and in ancient history, we find that it was famed for these beautiful pearls because of these beautiful pearl fisheries that the island of Bahrain and the areas and the water around Bahrain had. Now, these pearls were considered to be the best all the way up to the 19th century. I mean, it was world famous. This island of Bahrain was known for its pearls. And so this is why one of the title parts in our title is oysters, because you get pearls from oysters.
Oh, interesting.
I'm an extremely stable genius. Okay.
And interestingly, the golden age of pearling was around from the 1850s to the 1930s, where pearls were actually considered to be more expensive and more valuable than diamonds. And of course, when you find, you know, pearls and diamonds and oil and things like that, that attracts looters and thieves and
the British.
Thank you. You went ahead of me on that one. But it attracted looter jewelers such as Jacques Cartier, who happens to be of Jewish descent, by the way, but that's not related to anything.
FBI, open up!
So, a little bit before the 1850s, when pearls had become incredibly famous, you know, so that means that before the 1850s, they kind of knew that pearling was there, and of course, as we said, it's more valuable than diamonds. So, around the 1800s, we find that this kind of ugly head rears up in the region. It's called the British Imperialistas. And these British Imperialistas, they come and they have these various kind of treaties with countries in the area, right? We're going to do an episode on Saudi Arabia one day, which they had treaties with those guys as well. So they have a treaty with these, with Bahrain, and they're called treaties of relationship. It sounds like some kind of... And so via these treaties of relationship, what happens is that Bahrain conveniently becomes this protectorate of the British Empire. And so when we say conveniently becomes a protectorate of the British Imperialistas, it actually means convenient for the British, you know, because now they're protecting all the pearl trading that's going on all across the world.
Hey, so what you doing out here, man?
Now, of course, Bahrain was not just famous for its pearls. It was also famous for these cotton orchards, right? That's a field of cotton for people who don't know. Also for its date palms, orchards. So that's like the orchards for date palm trees, and not to mention oil. Of course, Bahrain, another one of those Persian Gulf countries, emphasis on Persian Gulf countries, right, where oil was discovered, and I believe oil was discovered in 1932 by the Bahraini Petroleum Oil Company, BAPCO, which happens to be a subsidiary of SoCal, which is the Standard Oil Company of California. I didn't add anything in there.
Amogus.
No comment on this episode on how Standard Oil Company of California, California, yay, right, happens to be a parent company of Bahrain Oil Company. How does that work? Saudi Aramco was like that back in the day as well, which is the Saudi Arabia's oil company. But again, no comment on this episode.
I am the father.
We will talk about that in another episode where we talk about the looting of the oil wealth of the countries in West Asia. Now, Bahrain was also one of the earliest areas in the Islamic world which was influenced in the early eras of Islam. And it was actually influenced by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajjal farajah. And so after a very long and prosperous Islamic rule for a really long time, unfortunately, Bahrain is sacked and colonized and plundered by the Portuguese imperialistas, al Portuguese. And this lasts from 1551 until 1602. That's almost 50 years, if not 51 years. That's a long time to colonize, sack, and plunder an island, which right after the 1600s, when we get to the 1800s, is famed for pearls. So the Portuguese imperialistas, they are the first ones to go and sack and plunder Bahrain. Eventually, the Portuguese imperialistas are expelled by Shah Abbas I of the Safavid dynasty. And he was like, you know, imperialistas, borogomsho, get out. We don't want you foreigners in our country stealing our and looting our land and our wealth, etc. And so the Muslims then once again ruled this island of Bahrain, and it's really an area of Bahrain like we've spoken about earlier. They ruled for the next 200 years, 200 years, until the British imperialistas rear their ugly head. Dum dum dum. But before we get to the British imperialistas who came and plundered and sacked after the Portuguese imperialistas, there's one more ugly head, and perhaps it could be argued an even uglier head, and that is the head of the Al-Khalifa regime. So now this Al-Khalifa tribe is unfortunately this tribe that's been like kicked around, you know, all over West Asia. We'll get into the details. So originally the Al-Khalifa tribe was expelled from the area of Umm Qasr, if I'm not mistaken, by the Ottomans. So that was like long time ago, right? They kicked them out. And the reason that the Ottomans kicked out the Al-Khalifa tribe was because of their predatory habits and their like robbing and thieving caravans and plundering. You know, they were like these desert bandits. They were desert raiders. And so that's why a part of our title in the episode is Desert Raiders. The Desert Raiders are the Al-Khalifa regime. And of course, another one of the things that is added to this list is the fact that they were looting trade caravans in Basra, which is present-day southern Iraq, and the Shatt al-Arab waterway, which is, you know, famous for ships, and it's like a docking port back in the day. And so, I mean, these guys were all over the place. I mean, they were just, you know, they were bad guys, desert raiders, you know, doing their desert raiding stuff. And so then eventually the Turks come into the picture somewhere, and they also expel this tribe because they're causing trouble all over the place. Yes, and they expelled them to Kuwait in 1716. And so they remain in Kuwait until 1766. And then somewhere in like 1790 or something, then they decide to move from Qatar to Bahrain. So somehow from Kuwait they went to Qatar, and from Qatar they somehow went to Bahrain. So I mean, you can tell that this is just primarily these, you know, nobody wants these people, right? Because they're stealing and looting and plundering, and you know, they're these desert raiders causing all this damage. Nobody wants them. It's like, man, go find, you know, someplace else. So they end up in Bahrain. So in 1820, that's 20 years after 1800, the Al Khalifa Desert Raider Tribe is formally recognized by those British imperialistas as the de facto rulers of Bahrain. And they did this via treaties of relationships, which we had talked about earlier in the program. We didn't really say what they were, so let me go ahead and tell you what a treaty of relationship is. I mean, it kind of sounds like a nuptial agreement or something like that, but anyways. Now, these treaties of relationships specifically said that the de facto ruler, whoever they may be, cannot give any of their territories except to the British, and that the person who is the de facto ruler cannot enter into any kind of relationship with any foreign government without the consent of the British. But in return, the British imperialistas in these treaties of relationship said that we will lend you our support and we will defend you in case of an attack by sea, because the British Royal Navy was, you know, really powerful at that time. So in case you get attacked by sea, we will defend you. And in case you might get attacked by land, possibly, we might possibly defend you as well.
Back up, kid. Did you just hit my baby, Nathaniel?
So in return for the British imperialistas to come and make sure that the de facto ruler stays the de facto ruler, you know, in return, you have to kind of like sell your life to the devil type thing, you know, don't get into any treaties with anybody else, you know, don't give away your land, don't take, I don't know, it's really twisted, to be honest with you. But most importantly, what we find here through these treaties of relationships is that the Britannians promised to protect the Al Khalifa Desert Raider tribe as the de facto rulers of Bahrain. That's really messed up, right? It is messed up. And so thus we find that the Al Khalifa Desert Raider tribe becomes the de facto usurping, colonizing agents of the Britannians. So in this episode, we talked about oysters because it was pearl fisheries. We talked about oil because they discovered oil. We talked about orchards because they had date palm tree orchards and cotton orchards, and desert raiders, which are the Al Khalifa Desert Raider tribe. Right? So a country with a vastly overwhelming Shia population, because the overwhelming vast majority of Bahrain are Shia Muslims. So you have an overwhelmingly majority Shia population is now being forcibly ruled by a bunch of desert raiders, Al Khalifa family, which have been imposed by an imperialistic foreign power known as the Britannians. Now, without any question, this is a disaster waiting to happen, right? So the desert raiders are raiding, the British imperialistas are imperialisting, the Shia population is being oppressed, the majority, you know? So this is just going to turn into a huge issue, which we will discuss in the next episode. So please stay tuned. We are just keeping it real. That's it. That's the end of the first episode. It was technically an introduction to what's happening, you know? You know our cameraman quit? You know, but to me, he had a pretty sweet job. He would just like chill and like, you know, he'd press the button and then he'd go to sleep, and then we'd wake him up in the middle of the episode and be like, dude, is this still recording? And interesting, repeat. Just kidding.
Wherever you are.